Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The latest candidate to wade into the crowded 2020 Democratic presidential field is someone who's run for the office twice before. Some see former Vice President Joe Biden as just what Democrats need to win over centrist voters. Critics say the 76-year-old Biden is out of step with the times and should gracefully step aside in favor of a younger, more progressive candidate. We talk about that now with the winner of the first Democratic presidential contest Biden entered, former governor and 1988 Democratic nominee Michael Dukakis. Governor, thanks very much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
It's great to talk to you. We've been at this for a long time, you and I.
let me start this way, if I might. This will be Joe Biden's third shot at the presidency. He's 76. The positions he holds look decidedly conservative in the light of the dramatic left-hand turn we've seen in the Democratic Party since Bernie Sanders' 2016 candidacy. Is this the time for Joe Biden, or has time come and gone for him?
Well, you're talking to a guy who's 85 and still feels pretty good. So 76 sounds kind of young to me. A lot of us, I think, in terms of our energy and our mental facility, are much farther ahead than folks 60, 70, 80 years ago. So I don't think that's a problem. The thing that makes Biden so attractive is that he has a way to connect with the vast majority of Americans, which we kind of lost for some reason in 2016.
In order to beat Donald Trump in the general election, do Democrats need a centrist candidate or do they need a progressive?
I don't know what the difference is. I mean, most Democrats I know believe that working Americans and their families should have decent, affordable health care. They want an economy that's strong and fair. They don't want to see a small number of people at the top of the pile making huge amounts of money while other folks are stagnating. They care about climate change. They care about their environment. And that's essentially where all of the Democratic candidates are coming from.
But, you know, I ask the question because a lot of people see the Democratic Party right now as divided, maybe more than ever, between pragmatism and what some people call radical change. And I'm wondering if there's a danger of being unable to compromise on issues among the Democrats and unite behind one candidate after the primaries and the convention are over with next year.
I wouldn't worry about Democrats coming together once we have a nominee. I mean, the dislike of this guy in the White House, and for good reason, is so strong that whoever wins this nomination is going to have enormous support. And secondly, let's not exaggerate this left-hand turn. The first president of the United States to propose universal Medicare was Harry Truman in 1945. He was no socialist. In fact, nobody would have thought to... He was a guy who believed that all Americans, and especially working Americans and their families, should have decent, affordable health care. Vast majority of advanced industrialized countries in the world, including our neighbors to the north, Canada, have universal Medicare. Good Lord. I mean, we've been debating this thing for the last 60, 70 years, and it's about time we got it done.
In his announcement video, Joe Biden was pretty tough, comparing the rise of white nationalism in our country to the anti-Semitic rhetoric heard across Europe in the 1930s. He said President Trump's acceptance of those spreading racist ideologies means our nation is in greater danger than it ever has been in our lifetimes, and that an 8-year Trump presidency, if Trump were to be reelected, would have consequences far more dire than a 4-year presidency. I take it you agree with that.
In fact, I'd go beyond that. This is a guy who loves dictators. I don't think the guy believes in democracy. In fact, I'll skip the I don't think. I mean, democracy bothers him.
I know that you're behind Elizabeth Warren in this presidential race, and I'm sure you think that she can beat Donald Trump if she's the nominee. But I'm wondering if you think that if Joe Biden ends up being the nominee, that he can beat Donald Trump next November.
I don't think there's any question about it, providing we don't get into silly arguments over who's for this and who's for that. You know, respect each other. In the meantime, guys like me and others are going to work our heads off to get out of this red-blue nonsense and to organize this country on a 50-state, 200,000-precinct basis so that we have as strong a grassroots operation as the Democratic Party has ever had, and we can do it in every state in the country.
Former Governor Michael Dukakis, great to talk to you as always. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Bob.